Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rick Auerbach. Batting second. The third baseman, Sid O'Brien. Batting third. The center fielder, Dave May. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fifth. The left fielder, John Briggs. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Joe LaHood. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ellie Rodriguez. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bob Heise. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Bell. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Jerry Bell. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tommy McCraw. Batting second. The second baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting third. The first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Buddy Bell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, John Lowenstein. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ray Fosse. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milt Wilcox. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Milt Wilcox. And now, play ball. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien strikes out. Two outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss hits a fly ball into right field. LaHood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs hits a fly ball into right field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood hits a fly ball into right field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rodriguez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein strikes out. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles takes first base on ball four. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Brien fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Hisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hisa hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rodriguez moves to second. Jerry Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell bunts towards the mound. Wilcox juggles the ball. That's an error on Wilcox. Rodriguez scores. Hisa moves to third. Bell moves to second. It's 1-0, Brewers. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 0-for-1 in the game. Auerbach hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hisa scores. Bell moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Brewers. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to home to get Bell. Auerbach moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a fly ball into right field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a fly ball into right field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a line drive towards third. O'Brien reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Wilcox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilcox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw is hit by the pitch. Wilcox moves to second. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0-for-1 in the game. Brohmer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brohmer for the out. Wilcox moves to third. McCraw moves to second. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0-for-1 in the game. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hisa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Briggs hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Brewers. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood is 0-for-1 in the game. LaHood hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rodriguez strikes out. There goes LaHood. The throw from Fossey to Duffy, and LaHood is out. Two outs. Bob Hisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hisa is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hisa hits a pop-up towards first. Chambliss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Auerbach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0 for 1 in the game. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Heise scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Nettles takes first base on ball 4. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0 for 1 in the game. Fosse hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nettles moves to second. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 1 in the game. Duffy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nettles scores. Fosse moves to second. It's 3-1, Brewers. Kurt Bevacqua pinch hits for Milt Wilcox. Kurt Bevacqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bevacqua hits a ball on the ground towards short. Auerbach fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Indians 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Bill Butler now pitching. Jerry Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 0 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Auerbach hits a pop-up towards first. Chambliss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Brien takes first base on ball 4. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. McCraw strikes out. One out. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0 for 2 in the game. Brohmer takes first base on ball 4. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0 for 2 in the game. Chambliss hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brohmer moves to third. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Chambliss. The throw from Rodriguez and he is out, Heise applying the tag. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rodriguez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Indians 1. The Brewers will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Briggs hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ollie Brown pinch hits for Joe LaHood. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ollie Brown now playing right field. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0 for 2 in the game. Lowenstein takes first base on ball 4. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell fires to first and picks off Lowenstein. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Nettles hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fosse hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Indians 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rodriguez takes first base on ball 4. Bob Hysa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hysa is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hysa bunts towards first. Chambliss scoops it up and throws to first, with Brouwer covering, for the out. Rodriguez moves to second. One out. Mike Ferraro pinch hits for Jerry Bell. Mike Ferraro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferraro hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rodriguez moves to third. Phil Hennigan now pitching. Del Unser now playing center field. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Auerbach hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ferraro moves to second. Brock Davis pinch hits for Sid O'Brien. Brock Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 3 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brouwer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Sanders now pitching. Mike Ferraro now playing third base. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sanders fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Briggs. Unser reaches second base with a double. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sanders fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Brouwer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouwer is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Brouwer takes first base on ball 4. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Chambliss hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Indians 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ed Farmer now pitching. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 3 in the game. Scott hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Brewers. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brouwer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. one out. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ellie Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Camilli pinch hits for Ed Farmer. Lou Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Camilli for the out. One out. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lowenstein hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ferraro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Nettles hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Brewers. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fosse hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Indians 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Vince Colbert now pitching. Bob Hisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hisa is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hisa is hit by the pitch. Mike Ferraro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferraro is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ferraro hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hisa moves to second. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Auerbach bunts towards the mound. Colbert fields it and throws to first for the out. Hisa moves to third. Ferraro moves to second. One out. Ken Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hisa scores. Ferraro moves to third. Sanders moves to second. It's 5-2, Brewers. Denny Riddleberger now pitching. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Fosse to Nettles. The throw back to home, and Ferraro is out at the plate. Two outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 4 in the game. May strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Auerbach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Unser hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. McCraw hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Broemer hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.